Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The scary thing is about a case like Richard Allen and the Delphi murders is that people want answers. And that's the families, the neighborhoods, the communities, everybody. They want answers for what happened to these two little girls. There's nothing wrong with that. But oftentimes when we go on the path of trying to find answers, we put the blinders on. We go down this path and we think we know what we're looking for. We try to find that. And in some cases, that leads us in a good direction because, you know, sometimes those instincts are correct. But they searched for 5 years for a man and they never found one. And then they go back to old interviews. And oh my gosh, look at this one. We completely dropped the ball. How did we not realize we had this one? And there's really not a whole lot in this interview other than railroading him. But they went back to that and they said, oh, well, there's this bullet. Maybe we should connect this. And the rest is really history. Yet there are so many people in this case that you had mentioned earlier were not looked into or was just kind of touched upon. It's shocking. And I'm going to talk about some of these names. And these people, I'm not saying they're the killer or the killers, but I'm saying this is bizarre that there wasn't more of an investigation into this. You have Brad Holder, the avowed Odinist, initially a suspect due to his religious affiliations with Odinism and his proximity to the scene. The defense argued that elements of the crime scene, such as the rune-like formations, pointed to the ritual Odinistic killing. It was deemed inadmissible by the court because they didn't want to hear about his involvement. Just inadmissible. There's no Odinism here. You have Elvis Fields, identified by the defense as a person of interest very early on, alleged connections to Odinism, weird statements he gave about the crime scene, and knowledge of specific details that were not publicly available. Yet he wasn't our guy. I believe he even went on my social media and even like posted like kind of recreations of the crime scene. But nope, he couldn't have anything. You got Keegan Klein, a convicted child predator who at the time was not a convicted child predator, literally communicating with Liberty German under the username Anthony Schatz, talking about meeting up, talking about getting together the day of the murder. Later, he's arrested on child pornography charges, and he's serving 40-some years in prison. And then, of course, you also have Ron Logan, the owner of the property, who is now deceased, has a criminal history to him, never charged, and the involvement was also not presented. None of these options were presented to the jury. If you don't have any of that, how are you going to make an educated decision?
You know, each one of these people, especially I'm going, was it Patrick Westfall?
That's the ones in jail. Keegan Klein is in jail.
Keegan Klein. Look at, you know, just do our own thought experiment here, as we love to do. Mm-hmm. Each one of them, especially that one who's in jail right now for being in communication, for child pornography, how much easier would it have been to prosecute him?
Yeah. Even if he has an alibi. Who else does he talk to? Who else did he say, hey, these girls are going down there today. I know about it. When you want to go? Because, I mean, if they're communicating to their predator buddies, however that works, that could be a... It's not him. It seems like he's a pretty solid lead.
So in my mind, again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an expert on that aspect of all these things. But if you have all these potential people that you can reasonably say to yourself, especially this one right here or the other one, that says, I could equally prosecute one of these people and have maybe an easier time showing this arc of behavior. And also, if you look at the stats, most of the time, unless they're a vagrant going through the area like we had in the Rachel Morin case, there is some knowledge and connection between the victim and the murderer. Mm-hmm. And we have that in at least in that one instance. And so what that does, and like you said, what the judge ruled out is reasonable doubt. If it could have been any of these other people, and I'm sitting here saying, well, that fits, it fits more than this and this, or at least equally fits, that's reasonable doubt to me.
It seems that what was pushed out of the case were all of the reasonable doubt options. It wasn't like, here's a fact, this is our killer. Because I don't know if any of these people are, but they all play roles in this universe of what right. is going on. And the fact that they didn't allow the jury to even hear those names or at least put them into context because they're all players in this it is shocking. And in no way, I think, fair. It's just one of the many, many options that Richard Allen will have here on appeal. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.